Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Alive. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host every Monday with Messages of Light at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're all happy to be alive and awake today. I have a really cool guest today, Allison the Rock Girl. She is a really great, amazing friend of mine who travels all over the place with lots of different gifts. I wanted to give you an update on Sierra, our friend who was in the hospital with having all four wisdom teeth cut out. She's feeling a little bit better, but she's still struggling and could use her prayers. Sierra and her mother, Julie, both could still use a lot of prayers because Sierra is still in a lot of pain with all four of her wisdom teeth cut out, and she has a nice ice pack on. So that's the latest going on with her and that. Now, we'll just make sure to keep her in prayer and send her lots of light and healing, and her mother too, Julie. So moving right along to Allison, she comes from Pennsylvania, and she travels back and forth between New York and Pennsylvania quite a bit, and she's made some other trips as well in between. And Allison has always been in tune with Mother Earth and Spirit and rocks, and she has a really cool radio show too. And she's an advocate for animals, which is really amazing that she actually takes the time to work with animals and make sure animals have, you know, great homes. And, you know, she's really a big supporter of the humane societies, which is really touching for me. And Allison became aware of energy that she could feel a vibrational frequency. And so she's been open to this channel. And she's done things like Reiki. She's used rocks to do readings, which is amazing, and she's worked with shamanism, Reiki, Atlantean Reiki. She's also done psychic mediumship, the Jungian theory, which is amazing. And yeah, as she says down here, she's an advocate for an animal, so she's just huge. And I'm just delighted to have you today, Allison. I'm so excited. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm still so excited about Allison because I'm looking at her page, which is therockgirl.com. And like I said up here, it says she is a Reiki master, a crystal Reiki master, Atlantean Reiki master, intuitive counselor, channel, empowerment coach, ordained minister, interfaith minister, priestess of the old religion, transformational speaker, psychic medium teacher, which is really cool. That's a big, long list right there. Anyway, with that, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and I'm going to bring Allison live now. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Hi. Hello, Amanda. How are you?
I am great. I am so happy to have you here. I'm excited. This is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to be here. I mean, I cannot believe that 2013 is coming to an end and 2014 is right around the corner. All sorts of new and exciting things. I always get a little bit, I rev up my motors about this time, and I'm actually going into hiding for about 2 days, the 24th and the 25th, and then I'll come out of my cave on the 26th. But my holiday was on the 21st, the solstice. So I feel like I'm ready to go hibernate for a few days. So you're one of my last stops before I go into my cave.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, so you're going to stop here and then take a nice cave break, and then you'll come back again. Well, it is important to take time out for yourself, you know, when you're going through all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm like an animal. I burrow underground and come out. It's a very strange phenomenon. It's almost instinctual for me. And I go into my, literally, I live in a home filled with rocks, very much like a cave. And I go in there and I just roll a giant big garnet in front of the door and I hang out for 2 days and don't talk to anybody. It's mm-hmm. my way to recharge. And for anybody who's listening out there, garnet is a great stone for rejuvenation, revitalization. It's a really great stone to commune with as one year ends, another begins. It's a stone of metamorphosis and transformation. So, you know, it starts out as a clear quartz, and then it falls to the center of the Earth. It heats up like candle wax, and then it's propelled back to the top of the Earth's crust after being transformed or cooked by the Earth, and it turns into a semi-precious stone. So being a clear quartz, starting out as a clear quartz, it's associated with the crown chakra, and through the metamorphosis and transformation that happens within the Earth, ends up becoming a root chakra stone. So it's a great stone to connect the root chakra to the crown chakra and all of the chakras in between. And so I am craving garnet right about now.
So right. Well, I was just thinking about the color red, which is associated with the root chakra, which is, you know, that garnet. That's a beautiful stone that a lot of people could utilize, especially going into the new year.
Yes, absolutely. You know, fa-la-la-la-la, enjoy the Christmas and fabulous holidays, and then go recharge, because 2014 feels like it's the you know, we're going to get the start bell and it's going to be off and running. So it's interesting because I start to energetically, you know, a lot of people say, okay, what are your psychic predictions? What are your psychic predictions for 2014? You know, and, you know, years ago I started doing the predictions and obviously pulling stones and working with psychic energies, and now I don't even have to tune in to the stone. Well, I tune into the stones, but in a different way. I start feeling it in my auric field already, and I feel like there's a big kind of compression going on right now, and it's kind of compressing the slinky, so to speak, so it can spring forward the minute that 2014 gets here. So I don't know what's coming, Amanda, but it's something big. It's something big, and it's not only for me personally as far as personal growth and spiritual transformation, but it's really a collective shift. It's funny, everybody talked about the shift of consciousness in 2012. I think we're really going to start feeling the effects of that in 2014. So
yes, I do too. I think
that we
are getting ready to feel a lot of things with 2014 coming. You know, it really seems like there's just so much change and so much happening so fast. And it's
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of changes going on, you know, within the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School as well, and my business. And, you know, everything is always so unexpected. You know, you think you have the best laid plans, and then all of a sudden, you know, the energy shifts, and you have to shift with it. It's much like being on a boat in the ocean, and, you're rocking back and forth, and all of a sudden this big swell or this big wave comes, and you have to kind of recalibrate again. So I'm actually moving into a much larger space in Asheville. It kind of I have a studio in New York City, of course, and I also have one in the center of Asheville, which is in the center of town. And it's in the Flatiron Building, and we've had great success, and a lot of people come there to live, learn, and laugh. And, you know, I just felt like intuitive information, keep looking, and I found a space down by the river. It's a warehouse space with 40-foot ceilings. And it overlooks the river, and so I'm moving in there in early January, and I'm going to have a lot more space. You know, I have a lot of inventory, but a lot more inventory will be displayed, and it's really keeping me busy. So I want to invite everybody out there to check out my Sacred Stone School website, sacredstoneschool.com. Check out the classes. There's going to be a lot more coming up in Asheville in late spring and early summer. So that's what I've been doing, and it's every day I get up earlier and earlier, thinking I can squeeze more into one day.
Yeah, I can understand getting up early and squeezing everything into a day. And you know, it's funny. You're right. You think you have the best plans laid out, and then all of a sudden, you know, something comes and like the big wave, and you just walk through the wave. You know, it's so funny how some people go, but I just have the best laid out plans. You know, some people stay in that. Well, what happened to my plans? Other people just shift with the wave.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, that's just the best way to go, because, you know, it's all energy, whether it's water, it's wind, it's electromagnetic frequency. You know, you can't, you really, you know, you can't you can't fight it. You can try fighting it. But I found that the universe has always got something bigger and better planned for me that I had no idea, you know, what was coming. So I have learned to surrender and then embrace.
Yeah, and I think for some people who really have that edge on them, Allison, you know, sometimes it's hard to let go of control for some people because they really want to hold on to it. It's like they really want to hold on to, you know, their plan and what's going to happen. Sometimes you can manifest that plan and really put, you know, energy into that, which is cool, you know, how like we work with the chakras and the stones like you had talked about. But I think it's interesting how sometimes even that can, you know, you're trying to manifest something and then all of a sudden it turns out a different way. You know, it shifts and the wave comes and then you're going, ah, there went that big wave. And it's almost like you have to find a way to get through that. How would you tell someone, you know, how would you get them through or just stuck with the wave going, wow, that just washed away my whole plan? How could you get through that?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. A lot of times there's warnings, okay? You know, when there's a big storm coming, there's warnings in the air and in the energy, but a lot of times we ignore them and then we get, like, pounded on. A lot of times when things, you know, it all really boils down to something called synchronicity, and I think we have all heard that word before. And synchronicity is when you're going with the flow, when you're going with the current, everything seems to magically fall into place, and I love that. And a lot of times when things feel out of sync or it's an uphill battle or you're just constantly exhausted, those are small warning signs that say, hey, it's like a tap on the shoulder or a whisper in the ear. Maybe you might be going in the wrong direction. There was something on Facebook the other day that I reposted, and it was you know, one of those little sayings, and it said, I love being lost when I'm going in the right direction. I love being lost when I'm going in the right direction. And, you know, a lot of times we don't need to know exactly where we're going, but it has to feel like we're going in the right direction because the universe has bigger plans for us. And so, you know, the first thing to answer to address your question about how to handle that is pay attention and become more sensitive to the subtle warning signs or the subtle whispers that the universe is trying to tell you. Because a lot of times, you know, listen, even if you're driving down a highway and you get off the wrong exit, you know, if you pay attention and you're like, I just got off the wrong exit, I need to get back on, then it's not a big deal. But if you're not paying attention, listening to the radio, talking, whatever, and you go 20 miles out, then it's 20 miles back the same way. And so I think a lot of us used to operate that way, and now we're more sensitive to the energies. I'll give you an example. I have a lovely studio space in the center of Asheville. And literally, I kid thee not, it's only 3.4 miles from my house in Asheville. And it goes into the center of town.
I love Asheville. It's beautiful. I can imagine this. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful town.
Yes, it is. And remember, I used to live in New York, and I used to fight traffic to go to the Rock Room in New York City on 44th and 10th, and I still have that. And I used to fight all sorts of energies in traffic. And, you know, now when I go to New York, it's much closer because I stay nearby. But, you know, I was so used to that daily grind and that daily struggle. And so when I moved to Asheville, I was like, wow, I only live 3.4 miles from the Flatiron Building where the Rock Room South is. And I got myself a nice little parking space, and I have this lovely little walk to the Flatiron Building. And so I've been there for going on 3 years now. And then last year, the elevators stopped working on nights and weekends, which is my biggest draw of clientele is nights and weekends, and I ignored it because I was busy doing other things. And then one thing just led to another, and I was driving to the Flatiron Building in early December of this year, a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, this feels like it's going against the current, and that was my intuition. And then my intellect said, well, you're only 3.4 miles from, you know, the city, blah, 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 blah. So then I go to pull in my parking garage, and it was full. Now, I pay monthly, you know, and I'm supposed to be able to get in, but it was full. That was another sign. Allison, this is not being easy anymore. It's not easy. Like, pay attention. I'm not saying people to give up out there at all, but these were the types of whispers. And then I go, and I'm bringing rocks up for this class, and the elevator's not working. And I thought, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know, good old Allison, I took, you know, I got my boots out, and I walked up five flights of stairs with a whole bunch of labradorite spheres that weighs more than I do. And, you know, I was exhausted.
But oh, my gosh.
That is
wow.
A sign. That's a subtle sign.
Yes.
And it was three times within the hour that spirit was saying, you know what, this isn't easy anymore. Look elsewhere. And that's the intuition speaking when it talks to you in sound bites, and it's the universe and spirit, you know, obviously putting something right in front of my face. Now, years ago, I would have been in a chaotic state of oblivion, and I would have just kind of bulldozed through it and done it. But I thought, you know, I got to take a look at this. So then I thought, all right, let me just be willing to look at other options. And within 3 days, I stumbled upon this other space that is absolutely perfect and wonderful. And, you know, I'm going to be moving in January. And that is a perfect example of how to listen to the subtle signs of the universe.
Some people would probably ask you, Allison, how do you tell the difference between intuition, you know, like you said, really getting the signs? That's pretty much clunking you over the head. You're going up the steps,
yeah.
And, you know, it's hard. To me, that's, you know, God, spirit, you know, they're going, no, stop, you know, look at this, don't do that. And then there's the fear. You know, a lot of people have that fear voice that comes in, and, you know, people will ask a lot of times, how can you tell the difference between, okay, there's the clunk over the head, which was really good, and fear? How do you, you know, decipher the energy?
You know, that's a great question. And the key word is what you just said, the energy. And what you want to do is go to the energy centers in your body, which are your chakras, and say, where am I feeling this? Now, I teach everyone about the three I's, okay, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the letter I. There is the intuition, the intellect, and the instincts. Now, the intuition is clearly in the third eye. The intellect is right above the third eye, below the crown chakra. It's sandwiched between the crown chakra and the intuition. And the instincts are in your solar plexus. And so you have, think of a
traffic
light.
That's what I thought. The instincts are in the solar plexus. Okay.
Yeah. Now
Wonderful.
Let's talk about why. It's like a traffic light. So you have your intellect on the top. Then you have the intuition right below. And then you have the instincts, which are lower. Now, the solar plexus is the inlet chakra, where the spiritual chakras of the heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakra come together with the physical chakras of the root chakra and the sacral chakra. So the inlet or the solar plexus chakra is where they both meet, which is really important. And a lot of people have problems with indigestion and like stress and all this stuff, and it's seated in the solar plexus because that's where the spiritual chakras meet the physical chakras, and a lot of times there's a disconnect. And so, you know, I always – my weak point is my solar plexus a lot, and it's also the seat of where fear can collect.
Yes, I was going to say fear collects in the solar plexus because you can feel it and you can feel when it's off. Like, you know, that's where my gut will kick in and I know something's going on. Like when my friend said her daughter wasn't feeling good yesterday, right before she sent her daughter a text message, because I was helping her move into her new place, which is really funny. The first thing that happened, Allison, was I literally had Sierra in my head because she had been going through the mouth surgery with the four wisdom teeth cut out. And then it was like I just knew in my gut right then when we were downstairs, she's going to message Julie. She's going to message her mother. And just instantly her phone went off and it was Sierra. And I went, oh, okay, that's interesting. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And see, let's talk about the energy centers for a minute. The intellect, okay? The intellect is clearly we all use it to write bills, to navigate through life, to do all that stuff. Now, the intellect is there to kind of tell us what to do in this everyday life. Now, the intuition is seated right below the intellect. And the messages from the divine, the messages from the universe come through your crown chakra. They pass over the intellect, and they so we can actually carry out those messages, and then they're dumped into the intuition, and then the intuition converts them into our own voice so we understand them. Go left, go right, don't take that job, you know, move to Asheville, stay home, don't drive, you know, things like that on like a bad night. And so, you know, the messages come in through the crown chakra. They're passed over the intellect so we can actually, you know, take a left when we're supposed to. But our intuition is also telling us, you know, it's converting the messages to spirit into something that we can actually understand in English and or, you know, whatever language you're speaking. And the difference between the intellect and the intuition is the intellect speaks in sentences. Well, you know, you have a great deal in Asheville, in the Flatiron Building, is blah, 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 blah. You know, you finish your sentence, and then my intuition was my message direct from spirit, and it was saying, look elsewhere, look elsewhere. So it's very much like a GPS, you see? The GPS says turn left, turn right, recalculate, recalculate, exit now, exit now. They give you sound bites. And so that's the difference between intuition speaks in sound bites, but it's often our intellect that talks us out of doing what spirit is trying to guide us through for our highest good, clearly. And then let's talk about the instincts. The instincts are in our solar plexus, and that's really to it's our physical survival. You know, how many times, you know, if you're walking down the street in New York City and your intuition is saying, you know, turn left, turn left, turn left, and your intellect says go straight because I'm late for work, I'm in a hurry, and I, you know, the fastest way to the office is to go straight. And then intuition's going, go left, go left, go left. What happens is, say you go to step off the curb, a cab jumps the curb and nearly kills you, your instincts kick in and move you out of the way. I mean, how many times has, you know, you've gone to trip or fall and you don't know how your body has righted itself? That's your instincts bringing you back into center point and keeping you from falling and hurting yourself. And so when you don't listen to your intuition, your instincts kind of follow up and they, you know, they follow up and they keep you out of harm's way. And they also are located right next to your adrenal glands, which are the fight or flight mechanism.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get our messages from our intuition first. It could be days, weeks, months ahead. Then our intellect usually takes quite some time to talk us out of it. I mean, it could be 5 minutes of having a conversation with ourselves, or it could take 5 months. No, I'm not moving. No, I'm not, you know, that kind of thing. And then our instincts take in, you know, to kind of, you know, save the day in most cases, you know. And if we override our intuition and our instincts, but our intellect, we usually end up in huge trouble. But, you know, what you want to do is first of all, you know, you want to kind of figure out, is it a sound bite or is it a sentence that I'm hearing? You know, a sound bite is usually your intuition. And if we all recognized and validated the fact, Amanda, that if our intuition is talking to us, it's really not us, all right? It's spirit. So we're quick to invalidate ourselves because that's how a lot of society and you know, the culture has brought us up to think, you know, to invalidate ourselves. So second guess ourselves, if you will. However, the intellect talks us out of it. You know, it says, don't do that. You know, why are you doing this? Whenever you have a conversation, a lot of times I see it in relationship issues. You know, don't go out with him, don't go out with him, don't go out with him.
Just that. Yes, I've seen that myself.
Yes. And then you know, somebody's intellect, well, he's a nice guy, he's very handsome, he's very polite, he's got a great job. And the intuition screaming, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And, you know, for whatever reason, you find out that it's obviously not working. You should have listened to your intuition in the first place. So usually it starts in the head. When you feel it in the solar plexus, it means that you didn't listen to your intuition, and the intellect is usually overriding. That push-pull, that kind of twisting feeling, you know, means that your intuition is going one way, your intellect is going another. And that's when you feel it in your gut. It could be an uneasy stomach. It could be butterflies. It could be, you know, stomach pains. It could be irritable bowel. Anytime it takes a while to get, you know, once it gets down to your instincts, it means you haven't listened to the messages that were coming through the upstairs first. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, fear creates anxiety. And anxiety is when, you know, you clench your teeth, you clench your fist, you go back and forth. When you feel like you're uneasy, that's usually almost always directed towards, you know, either A, not listening to your intuition, or B, fear. So let's take fear and dissect that a little bit more. Fear, okay, comes from a lot of pre-programmed intellectual records, if you will. You know, you're not pretty enough. You know, you're not tall enough. You're not smart enough. You're not smart enough. Don't go for that promotion. Don't go for, you know, you're, you know, it's a broken record, but you hear it on the other side of your head, and it usually has a very negative connotation. And if you stop, ground yourself, take a deep breath, and you realize that the record needle is stuck, playing the same old, same old, same old, you know, intellectual pattern, you know, that's fear. Now identifying fear as opposed to instincts, it does take and require some work at the very beginning, and then afterwards you can go right to it. So does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, that it would come from old pre-programmed, you know. And the other thing is, it could be a story that you were told, that you believe the story, and then you make it your story, and then you create it because you fell into the story. It makes a lot of sense, everything that you're saying. It's right on.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get so caught up in the whole thing, and we're all confused. And then, you know, a lot of times I tell people, instead of trying to figure out what's wrong, try and figure out what's right. You know, instead of saying, okay, I identify that I'm not feeling great. Is this instinct? Is this fear? What is this? What you want to do is kind of clear yourself, and I always do that by sage, selenite, and sounding myself. I run sage through my auric field. You know, I'll comb my auric field with selenite, the selenite wand, and I'll use the tincture bell to clear myself. Then I'll go outside and take a walk, then I'll come back, and then I'll sit down and figure out what's going on. Or a lot of times if I'm taking a walk or riding my bike, I do get that clarity. Clarity comes from forward motion. A lot of times just sitting still and meditating does not work for me. If I go out and walk my dog, if I go out and ride my bike, if I, you know, go walk in the park, a lot of times when I'm moving forward, the clarity will come. And so I try and refocus, I recalibrate my energy and refocus my sensitivity, you know, the sensations on what feels good. You know, when I was thinking about taking this new space, does it feel good or does it feel bad? Does it feel good? And I had to clear myself. I went out and I thought, it feels good. And you want to go with your first, you know, your first, people say first instinct, and indeed you can do that, but I say first energy or first feel. Because a
I was
lot of
gonna
times,
say
yeah.
feeling, yes,
yes
feeling
exactly.
or gut. Gut.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's your power center. That really your solar plexus brings that answer in almost. You know, you go with the first thing that comes in.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that way, you know, you just want to really, I mean, whether it's psychic messages, intuition, or Reiki energy, you want to become, if you're a channel for spirit, then you can't go wrong. And I always, always go to spirit at the end of the day for the best. You know, I surrender. I give my power over to spirit, and I trust them completely, because there's so many times, especially in the last 5 to 10 years when I've been doing all these changes to my life and my business, you know, that I've been brought to my knees, and the intellect, every time I get a headache, I know I'm thinking too much. And then I just go outside, take a walk, recalculate, you know, I go into my garden, my crystal garden, and then I get that answer. For some people, it does work better to meditate and still themselves, but, you know, if that doesn't work, try just going outside and connecting to Mother Nature. But go towards your energy centers. Are you feeling it in your solar plexus? Are you feeling it in your third eye? Are you feeling it in your intellect? And if they feel aligned, and even though it may sound like a harebrained, crazy idea, from my experience, my best results have been by trusting it. So now, speaking of which, there's some stones to help back that up. First and foremost, smoky quartz is excellent to ground and center you and get rid of all that, you know, kind of confusion in your head. Garnet is excellent. We were talking about rejuvenation and revitalization. And fluorite, F-L-U-O-R-I-T-E, is a great way of quelling that confusion that goes on between the third eye and the intellect. A lot of times I will take three pieces of fluorite. I'll put one on my third eye, and then I'll take two smaller ones and put them on each, physical eye. And I'll be like, okay, reground, reground, reground. And then I might take some orange calcite, one in each hand, and just calm down. Or sometimes I'll do orange calcite in the right hand, and I'll do rose quartz in the left hand. And it calms me down right away. And I have to say, you know, my decision-making process has been much more efficient and quick, you know, faster than it has been in years, you know, yesteryears. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not without the anguish and the angst. It is. I'm working on that. I'm trying to dial down the volume on that. But as far as, you know, how long it takes me to arrive at a decision and how, you know, efficiently that process is, it has worked faster, and I do attribute it to connecting to Mother Nature and, of course, to the stones. So, you know, and a lot of times, you know, people can amplify their psychic abilities with some amethyst on their third eye, but always start out with the fluorite because that really kind of quells the confusion, and then you can amplify it with something like amethyst or labradorite. But you don't want to amplify something unless it's calmed down first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because if it's overstimulated, you'll overstimulate it too much, adding certain things too, and then you're overwhelmed. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and you know, sometimes I do talk to my friends about it, but, you know, I've kind of stopped dumping on them because then it's okay to talk about it, and I do that. But sometimes with my friends and family, they just feel like it's like way too big a decision for them to even get into. Like, should I move to Asheville or should I not? You know, they don't want to be responsible for that one. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't go. But where I really go is I go to spirit, you know, because spirit has a bird's eye view. Actually, spirit is like a giant satellite system. You know, when you go to your GPS and you want to go from Asheville to California, you plug in the address, it goes up to the satellite, it takes a look from far, far above, and it gives you the most clear and direct route to get there. And I do that with a lot of my major decisions. I go up to spirit, they can see where I am in the big picture. And, you know, once they speak, Amanda, I got to tell you, I do listen. I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, well, when you don't listen, you tend to regret not listening. I know that the few times if you ignore, they'll really come in with a 2x4 and hit you over the head in some capacity to get you to, you know, listen. And I think for people that hold on to, well, I have to control it. You know, I can't allow, you know, the decisions to flow, like you were talking about the big wave coming through. I think that, you know, they have to look at it like you were talking about. There are many different options. You know, when the wave does come through and it upsets your plans, you have to go, okay, what options do I have? You know, it's not all lost. You know, some people are just at the point where they're thinking it's all lost because it was supposed to be this way. And then, you know, there's that interrupt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I have to really back you up there, Amanda, because a lot of times the universe has bigger plans. I mean, that's a really good point that you brought up. And you know, the control thing, you know, that can kill you. You know, people hang on so tightly that it kind of restricts the life force, and then it starts to affect other areas of your life.
Well,
and so
it's like breathing. Yeah. You know how essential breathing is? It's almost like when you do that, you're holding on so tightly they can't breathe, and then when you let that go, it's sort of like letting sand move through your hands. You just like, you know, the creation is you put a lot of sand in your hands, and you just let that flow through. If you clench the sand, it can't flow through your hands to allow something to happen. But, you know, I mean, even when you think all is lost, which I've been in that, I was in that category recently, and I went, okay, what are my options? And then what happened was, you know, a messenger was brought through and clunk over the head, and I moved forward. But, you know, I was stuck there for a little bit going, I don't like this. I don't like being here. I don't like feeling this way. What am I going to do? And that was the solar plexus going, fear, fear, fear. But then, you know, a friend came in and interrupted that, and I went, okay, thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, fear is that feeling of hysteria where you can't, you know, your instincts are kind of like a slow heartbeat, like ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And then if you ignore your intuition, that's when the instincts come in and they'll get you out of harm's way. But usually when the solar plexus is filled with that hysteria, it is fear. It is fear. And that's where you have to really, you know, calm down, and you have to figure out which options are best for you. Great stones for calming down are green calcite, smoky quartz. A lot of times people go to the black stones for protection, which is great. Mm-hmm. But first you want to anchor yourself to the earth and get release a lot of what's holding on. So, you know, fluorite is really good for that as well. One of the biggest stones for fear, quelling fear in the solar plexus is honey calcite. Honey calcite is excellent for quelling fear. Whatever you do out there, folks, do not put citrine on an inflamed solar plexus. You know, I love this crystal.
Ooh.
Healing.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I do too. And you know what, thinking about that, I love citrine. It's a very shiny orange, and I know it creates like sunshine, and it's beautiful. But yeah, when you put something towards color, it does. It almost inflames it. You want to calm that down.
Yeah, and I'll tell you,
I saw that,
you know,
right when you said that. I went, "Oh, ouch! That's a bad visual." You know, it hit my solar plexus and went, "Ouch!" You know, that doesn't feel good.
Yes. And actually, somebody just posted on Facebook, let go of the oars. Everything you want is downstream. So clearly they're listening to the show. I'm going to give out a shout to
yes,
that person.
They are.
And thank you very much for posting that on Facebook. Let go of the oars. Everything you want is downstream. And so, you know, to quell the fear in the solar plexus, I would first use honey calcite. All right. Well, first I'd put, you know, smoky quartz at your feet on the earth chakra. Then what you want to do is you want to work with the honey calcite on the solar plexus. And after that kind of calms down, you can put some copal or amber. You know, amber is a very healing, it's actually, you know, fossilized tree sap. And amber is like over 100,000 years old. Copal, C-O-P-A-L, looks like amber, but it's the younger form. It's not fossilized. It's just older tree sap. And so copal is probably more affordable, and it does the same job as the amber when it comes to the solar plexus. There are other metaphysical differences, but you can interchange those for healing purposes. But, you know, copal and amber are tree sap. So when a tree cuts itself or has a ding, the tree sap fills it in so it does not dry out and the tree can continue living. So therefore, it is one of the utmost and healing stones out there. But calcite's a cleanser, and the honey calcite needs to clean out the fear and it needs to wash it away, and then the amber can begin to heal that. The problem with the crystal healing paint-by-numbers formula, you know, the green stone goes on the green chakra, the orange stone goes on the orange chakra, the yellow stone goes on the yellow chakra. No, because he's citrine
yellow.
No,
that'll irritate the colors because, yeah, those are the colors of the chakras, but when you put those stones there, because it's color-related, you know, you have to go a different route because that's going to upset and make the chakras go crazy, and they're going to go in a different direction, and then you're nowhere, and then you're right back at the beginning
again.
Yeah,
it's going to only amplify the fear in there. Another big no-no when you're dealing with fear is pyrite. Pyrite is the stone of action and of fire. You know, citrine is the stone of fire. So you don't want to add fuel to the fire, so to speak.
No, you don't add fire when something's upset. Pyrite, isn't that more of an abundant stone? I was just going to ask you about pyrite. You read my mind.
Yeah, there you go. Well, pyrite is also known as fool's gold. It's a mineral. It's very heavy. And it can be used in helping to create abundance. But, you know, folks, what you have to do is really know the metaphysical properties of the stones before you go slapping them all over the place, because they can do more harm than good. Now, pyrite gets its word from the Greek word for fire or of fire, and it comes from that word because if you strike two together, it produces a spark. So it's really that of fire, of action, and it's the warrior or warrioress cause. It's the go-get-em stone. You know, warriors and warrioresses, they don't go out there just to kill people. They fight for causes. And so it's the moving forward action stone. Now, when manifesting, especially in abundance, that's what you want to do. You want to light a fire under that to create more. It's like, what, you know, lighting a fire under a pot to have it boil. And so pyrite is not solely an abundant stone, but it can be used in conjunction with other stones such as malachite to create abundance. Malachite and red jasper and pyrite is an excellent stone mix for manifesting an abundance of money. Now, when we're talking about abundance, we always have to be careful of abundance. You know, do you want an abundance of money? Do you want an abundance of debt? Do you want an abundance of weight? Abundance is not necessarily always a great thing. You got to be careful what word you put that in front of. I would love an abundance of peace, you see?
Yes, so abundance of peace is very important. You have to be, you know, it's like you paint the picture and then, you know, the light shines on the picture after you paint it, because they like you to be specific with your painting, and then, you know, the rest of the details kind of fall into place after you paint the picture.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so it's important, you know, asking for abundance is great, but finish the sentence. You know, I have all these people who call me up, when am I going to get married? When am I going to find my husband? How about the right and perfect husband? A loving husband, a faithful husband, a great father, the right and perfect husband, the right and perfect job. I would like to manifest an abundance of cash. I would love to manifest an abundance of positive energy. And so do finish the sentence, because that makes it all the difference. And, you know, the universe does hear you, but a lot of times, the more specific the question, the more specific the request, the more specific the answer. And it's just like sending something to an address. You can do it to, 100, Lincoln Center, but then what suite number? And so we want to be as specific as possible, because there's a lot of us out there that the universe and spirit has to help. So, getting back to the solar plexus, pyrite is an excellent stone for moving forward and activating the will center and the power center of the chakra system. Citrine does very much the same thing in a different way. And so you want to make sure that you want to activate the power within the solar plexus. But first you have to clean it and get rid of the fear. So always, know your stones, know the energy, and then the order in which you want to create the forward motion.
So, that's very important, because you do need to clean your chakra before, going into manifesting. I can only imagine if you had an imbalanced chakra and then you tried to go into manifesting with pyrite.
Yeah, and another thing people have to be really careful of is clear quartz. People are, sticking clear quartz everywhere, and clear quartz is an amplifier, which is lovely. But you have to ask yourself, what are you amplifying? Are you amplifying the heartache from your recent breakup? Are you amplifying, the negative energy from the toxic holiday season in your office? What are you amplifying? And so I always like to go in and clean the energy first, and then you can amplify it. Some really great stone combinations, the foolproof ones are smoky quartz and rose quartz. Smoky quartz automatically drains anything that shouldn't be there, composts into the earth. And I love to substitute rose quartz for clear quartz, because it's equally as powerful, but it surrounds everything in love, healing energy. And who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
You know, rose quartz is great for planetary healing and personal healing. Yeah, I mean, it's a great, it's my new go-to stone. You know, for years, you know, everybody was oh, I want love, I want romance. You know, rose quartz. But as the frequency of the planet changes and is continuing to change, rose quartz is becoming more multifaceted, and in not only for personal healing but for planetary healing as well. So I will actually take rose quartz and then amplify the rose quartz with the clear quartz. So I'll use it backwards almost. So
wow,
you know,
that's really good, because it gives you rose quartz to me, even the color is and the feeling to it is very gentle. You know, it's just a very gentle, soft, loving energy.
Yes, but do not underestimate the power. It's connected with the heart chakra, and the heart chakra actually is the highest frequency of all of our chakras, believe it or not. A lot of people think it's the crown chakra or the third eye, but it's really the heart chakra generates the most powerful energy out of our entire system, which is quite interesting. You know, years ago in the 80s and 90s, one would have thought it was the crown chakra, but it's really the heart chakra. Imagine that. So, you know, rose quartz is a great stone. You know, it plays nice with all the other stones, and it can certainly hold its own on its, you know, by itself.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and so, you know, for folks out there, try the smoky quartz and the rose quartz combination together. The smoky quartz could be in the left hand, and the rose quartz could be in the right hand. And just try and equalize that energy and then switch it. It's a great balancer, a cleanser, and an activator. I call it the 1-2 punch.
The 1-2 punch. That's cute. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mother Earth provides, once again.
That's right. Definitely. We have some people with their hands up. It looks like they want some questions. Are you wanting to do that today? Are you wanting to take a few callers?
Yeah. I think we have about, what, 8 or 10 minutes before we have to jump
in? Yeah,
we
have about 8 or 10 minutes. Okay, we have a caller from area code 814.
That way I can use my time. I saw you put it in before, and then I thought, okay, maybe I'm the sick. No, I did. We're good.
Okay, well, she's talking, so we're going to move on because I don't think 814 is. We're going to go to 909. Hello, 909. You're on with Allison and Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. How are you? Merry Christmas, by the way.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just curious. There's a lot of changes going on in my life, and I think this coming year I'll be moving and all sorts of things, and I'm just wondering if you have any insight into that. Thank you. And I love listening. Thank you for the stones, that information, especially the – anyway, go on. We're short on time.
No, that's fine. I'm just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm just shuffling the stones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Anyway.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All feedback welcome. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, now let's take a look here. What is your question, my dear?
Just how you see me move forward in 2014, which is supposed to be an incredible year.
Okay. Well said. Let's see here. Three numbers between 1 and 42.
Pardon me? You want me to pick three numbers?
Mm-hmm. You're actually picking stones, yes.
10, 24, and 39. 39.
Okay. Do a number between 1 and 4?
2.
2, a number between 1 and 6.
Six.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, interesting. You chose a couple stones that we were just talking about. Clear quartz. The first stone is clear quartz. And in this case, it's about finding clarity. But it shows that you've been working really hard on that since the end of 2011. 2012 was a bit of a blur, correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah. And they're showing that you cleared out a lot of rubble in 2013. The next stone is the honey calcite. It shows that you cleared out a lot of, you know, we're looking, you have the honey calcite and the pyrite. And so we're looking, I love how this works, at someone who's calling in about solar plexus issues, okay? And
mm-hmm.
so you have the honey calcite, and it shows that you cleared out a lot of that fear already. It's a nice clear calcite. And then the next stone is the pyrite, and Amanda and I were just talking about that. That's an activation stone for the solar plexus. It's the warrioress stone. It's kind of light your fire, go after what you want, you're going to get it. Then you have the soul's purpose stone, which is you're on the right direction, and then you have it's jade, which is staying true to yourself. So it show, you know, what's going on here is you're finally overcoming and clearing out, okay, a lot of the fear, lighting the fire in the belly and going for what you want. Indeed, there's a lot of changes. Well, you've already made and decided on the changes. You're in the I'm going for it phase. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and it is. It shows March is a huge month. It's like a balloon kind of blowing up. Things are going to start to kind of really come to fruition where you can actually see them and feel them. And then you have to say, you know, what are these things that you're going for that you really want? Because it looks like they're coming into your own physical hands, actually, by the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
Oh, I'm asking you. What are
you? Oh, yeah. Well, what happens is I'm a healer, and I also have been told that I'm supposed to heal with my words, which means speak in front of groups of people and so forth. So I heal with the vibration, and I am wanting to be able to reach larger audiences. And there's so that's what I've been working towards, and getting beyond. You know, my fears is what you've been talking about today, because goodness knows the fears are what hold us back. To realize that that is my goal, that is my mission.
Yeah. Well, indeed, you know, you will do that. You don't have any throat chakra stones as far as speaking. So let's take a look and see when that actually is going to start. Three numbers between 1 and 42.
Three numbers between 1 and 42. 8, 14, and 33.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right. It says positive change. There are positive changes coming in around the month of April. Changing direction. You're going to have a change of plans. God, we were just talking about this earlier. Okay? I mean, Amanda was just talking about letting, you know, if you have even the best laid plans, you know, the change of plans is coming in May. Okay? When the change of plans comes up, it is not this, but it's something better. Just go back to this radio show and listen to it. Then you have the Labradorite stone, okay, which is the stone of illumination, new ideas, a change of perspective. And what's showing up in there is the blue flash as opposed to the gold, which is the speaking. Choose a number between 1 and 6.
1 and 6, 5.
Okay, and a number between 1 and 4?
3.
3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, now, you know, they're showing a lot of intuitive work. Are you starting on that kind of stuff, too? I know you said you're a healer, but it's showing intuitive work. Is it intuitive healing?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it's showing. And, again, the blue flash is just going crazy. And so with that said, when you have these plans, you're going for them, you're in the get ready, set, go mark right now. March is really when it's going to blow up for you. I don't even want to say there are obstacles and challenges. There's not. They're coming up in May. If you hit a wall or if things aren't going as you planned, be willing to look in a different direction, because that's the path that's going to take you longer, farther, and give you more power. Does that make sense? It could be with a different group of people in a different direction or a different topic. It's not taking you off topic. It's just bringing you more into your own a heck of a lot faster. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, that would. That would. It's probably,
Yeah, well, you don't even, it's not even there yet. It is kind of coming up. There are opportunities. Yeah. I mean, two sacral chakra stones and one solar plexus. And so it's all about creating opportunities for yourself. It feels like you're going to get an opportunity through a group of people that you haven't met yet. That could be what they're doing in March. And the intuitive stones are really lighting up. Do follow your intuition, but be, you know, again, this radio show is perfect for you because the universe has bigger plans for you.
So. Well, you're right, and we can't. In other words, if we want the house with the white picket fence, we can't visualize a small little house with the white picket fence. We have to have that image in our mind, but know that something better can come. You can't attach to things because that's when you get in trouble and you're hanging on like behind, trying to get up on one ski.
Yes, exactly. And you miss the you know, the really great things, you see?
Right.
And so there is, they're showing something much bigger coming for you. So don't limit yourself to just the white picket fence. I like how you said that. So,
and
yeah.
That, thank you. Yeah, because, and that's one of the hardest things is being in comfort in uncertainty. And yet it's that uncertainty and being open to all that allows everything to come to us.
Absolutely, and it gives us the motivation to let go of the old in order to enjoy the new.
Right.
So,
wow.
Well done.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Lots of new exciting things coming your way.
Well, thank you so much, and many blessings to you. A very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Amanda, I think we have time for one more call. I can hang on for a few more minutes, and then I have to rock and roll.
All right, awesome. Well, we'll try this 814 one more time and see. Hello, 814, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
How can we help you?
I'm calling to see if you see a job career change for me next year.
Okay. Can you choose three numbers between 1 and 42?
20,
mm-hmm.
16, and
24. 1, 2, 3, 4. A number between 1 and 6. 6. Are you there, Amy?
Yes.
Oh, a number between 1 and 6?
3.
A number between 1 and 4?
2.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. Why do you want a job change? Because it looks like you're pretty comfortable where you are or are afraid to move on. You have a lot of grounding stones, smoky quartz, red calcite, and then you have the lapidolite, which means some part of you is still okay staying where you're at. Does that make sense?
Well, actually, it would be changing agencies because I work for state government.
Okay. So it wouldn't be a complete change out of what you're doing. It'd be kind
right.
of change. Okay, yeah, because it's showing smoky quartz as you're on the right track. The red calcite is keeping you put. Everything, you know, it's what you like. What is it? Why are you changing agencies? Do you not like the people there, the environment? I see that.
It's a negative. Negative environment.
Yeah,
is poorly run.
I can see. Actually, from the frequency and the sound of your voice, it is draining. Okay, so we've established that. Let's take a look because you need to change your energy in order to take this leap. It's almost like a sidewards leap and then a forward leap. Three more numbers between 1 and 42.
7.
2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
18 and 22.
Okay. Number between 1 and 4.
3.
Uh-huh. And a number between 1 and 6.
5.
1, 2, 3. All right. Okay. Now, you're kind of what we have to do is there is an opportunity for you to change agencies. They're showing the month of May, kind of like you'd be settled in by May, which means you have to start the process now. Have you started anything? They're showing that you've kind of been looking like with one eye open, but have you really gotten yourself together to make this move?
Yes, I've been really looking, and there was one that I thought that I had back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can't figure out is the woman hasn't started yet,
mm-hmm.
and she was supposed to relocate to the area, and she hasn't done so, and I keep checking to see if they reposted the job or what is going on with it, and I don't know if she's changed her mind and they haven't reposted it or what, because I really thought that this was going to be the one.
Okay.
I mean, I was real positive and everything, and I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, okay, everything, there's an energy stall going on, and that's what's going on with it, and I can hear it in the sound of your voice. And what you want to do is you kind of like want to listen to the show a little bit more, clear your energy. I know that Amanda does like energy clearing, so you want to get rid of some stuff that's kind of energetically weighing you down. It's not intellectually, it just needs to be cleared out of your chakra system and your auric field. The first stone that you chose was the clear quartz, which is an amplifier. So you need to amplify or turn up the volume on your enthusiasm and expectancy and excitement about this, okay, because it can happen. And then it does show the Galena stone, which is transformation. They're showing that you can very well be settled into the comfort zone of a brand new job somewhere by the month of May. That does not mean none of this is going to get started, but it's all up to you. You know, if I told you you could go from here to the grocery store and you go 5 miles an hour, it'll take you 30 minutes. If you go 30 miles an hour, you know, it'll take you like 10. So you want to turn up your own volume on this energetically. It's going to take, you have the bloodstone, which is obstacles and challenges, and that's not within the job. It's just kind of overcoming this resistance to change. You're someone who likes comfort zone and stability, correct?
Not necessarily. I don't mind change. I mean, I'm not, the comfort zone doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm happy to change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not resistance to it.
Okay. Well, in your energy, there's like a sticking and energy. You know, they want you to embrace this and be really excited about it, okay? They, meaning the guides. I'm sorry.
I know where the resistance is coming from. It's not from me. It's my husband.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
That's because of the resistance. It's not me.
Okay, yeah, it feels like double-sided tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what you want to do is kind of smooth that out, and that can be taken care of with some energy work. The first, the guiding light here, so to speak, is your third eye. You have the amethyst stone, which is third eye, and then you have the honey calcite scepter, okay, which is about the will center, and it's about cleaning out the residue and the fear, and you know, the fear of change. And it may not, see, it appears that you're an empath, so you're taking on your husband's fear of change, correct?
He's fighting the change.
Yes, exactly. And so you're an empath. And what you have to do is just kind of open the drain, get rid of that, and follow your intuition. You know, if you change the energy, your energy, you can change the whole outlook on this. And so, you know, it does show that, you know, it's interesting because you need to kind of clean a little bit of clean the house energetically at home, and the job will follow. So, you know, it is coming up at the end of the first quarter of this coming year. But you do want to be synchronized. You want to go to the flow, and you want to have flow and positive motion at home as well as at work. So in order to accelerate this process, kind of clear things up and bring into balance the situation with your husband, and don't be surprised that this takes kind of a much more fluid and forward motion somewhere in around the month of January. After the holidays, it's kind of feeling around the 9th, 10th, and the 11th of January. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Now, would you take a different route to work? Is this in the same building, but it feels like a different route to work?
It would be a completely different route to work.
Yeah, they're putting an orange, yellow brick, instead of the yellow brick road, it's an orange brick road, which is a nice, refreshing change. So that's a good thing. Is it through more trees or something? Is it a different
mm-hmm.
area?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the guides already have the path laid out for you. You just have to kind of clean up this double sticky tape. And, you know, listen, what the guides are showing is that this sticky tape at home not only has been hanging around for a while, but, you know, it's going to actually help your relationship as well on other levels, which is really good. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that helped.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Happy house cleaning.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that was our last caller. Thank you, Allison.
Oh, you are so welcome, Amanda. Have a fabulous holiday, whatever you choose to do with it.
All right, you too. I hope we can catch up a little later.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I liked your input on some things too, because I never, you know, really got to talk to you. So maybe we can work that out a little later, because I know you got a jet right now.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm going into hiding for 2 days, and then I have psychic development after that. But after the second of the year, I'm free for about a week, and then I'm headed up to New York. So
awesome.
That is the scoop. All right, Miss Amanda, as always, thank you for having me on your show. It was a pleasure. Thank you all to the listeners. They're all wonderful, and the people who called in. Have a very happy holiday and a healthy new year.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
This one's for the girl.